You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, folks. It's Friday and it's August 22nd. John Hockenberry is away, but Ben Calhoun is riding along with us. He covers the Obama campaign for Chicago Public Radio. Hey there, Ben. Any idea when we're going to get that VP nominee?
Well, Obama says it's going to be somebody who complements his strengths, but that could be pretty much anybody in the country, right?
Right. I mean, that certainly is. In Chicago, are they talking at all about the possibility of Hillary Clinton, perhaps?
They're talking about that. They're talking about Biden, Kane, Bi. They're talking about everybody.
Right. I think he's gotten us all into a tizzy, as I've been saying, the journalists, that is, all of the media. But we're going to talk about, Ben, we're going to talk about Obama's economic proposals, because as we know, the economy is an enormous issue for Americans, dealing with the market's twists and turns, and it's a critical issue on the presidential campaign trail. Both Senator Barack Obama and John McCain have been stumping on how they plan to fix it. For Obama, though, explaining what many are calling Obamanomics may prove to be a bit harder, given what many describe as his unorthodox plans, like saying it's time to end short-term thinking and other things, which David Leonhardt from our partner, The New York Times, has been talking to Obama about. He joins us now with a preview of his New York Times Magazine cover story, How Obama Reconciles Dueling View on the Economy. Welcome, David. What is Obamanomics?
Well, I think Obamanomics, as I argue in the article, is both a little bit more right-wing and a little bit more left-wing than many people have come to understand. And I think to think about the right-wing part, which we can start with, it's nice to think back to that whole fight over health care during the primary. Do you remember how he and Hillary Clinton were constantly sparring over that? The basic issue, and quite frankly, it was actually very small. Both sides exaggerated how important it was. The basic issue is that Clinton wanted a mandate that everyone must have insurance, and Obama didn't. And in the end, Obama basically said, look, once I reduce the cost of health insurance, and the two of them were doing the exact same thing to reduce the costs, whether it works or not, they were doing the same thing. Once I reduce the cost, I trust that people are going to go out and get health insurance. I don't think we need to mandate that they do it. And that is typical of a somewhat more trusting view of a market economy than many Democrats have. Obama is often more willing to let, within individual areas of the economy, to let the market function. And that's at times what makes him look like a more conservative Democrat. There are also strains of it in his education proposal, his housing proposal, and as I describe in some detail, his climate proposal. But on the other hand, he's also very clear about the fact that there are many times the market doesn't work. And in those instances, things like inequality and tax policy, he's actually sometimes even more aggressive about dealing with them than some other Democrats are. And it's a bit of a funny mix, and he hasn't yet quite figured out how to describe it in a clear way. And I don't know whether he will, but I think that's where he is.
How does, before we get to some of the details of Obama's plan, how does it generally differ from, say, John McCain's?
Well, the differences here are vast, and I think the most important difference has to be the tax plan. Both McCain and Obama would cut taxes. McCain would cut them by more, significantly more overall than Obama's, and that's the first of the two big differences. And so, as a result, McCain has sort of a bigger fiscal hole to fill. And when you add in Obama's new spending, the differences between the programs' costs aren't that big. But McCain's been a lot less specific about how he would cut spending. So the first big difference is that Obama looks a little bit more, or maybe even more than a little, it's hard to know, but Obama looks more fiscally conservative than McCain. The second thing is then,
which sounds extraordinarily counterintuitive, David.
It does, but it really shouldn't, right? Meaning, let's think about the last four presidents. We've had three Republicans and a Democrat. Two of them have cut taxes and caused the deficit to go up. That's Ronald Reagan and and the current president, George W. Bush. Two of them raised taxes and really brought down the deficit. That's George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. And so for 30 years now, we've had two presidents who we really wouldn't say were fiscally conservative, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, and two who I think fairly can be called fiscally conservative, George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton. And so although I think you're right, I think the word conservative and fiscally conservative makes us think of Republicans, it's really now been a while since the Democrats were the less fiscally conservative party, although they certainly used to be.
Now, we hear the word nuanced used a lot about Obama's positions, but in your article, you give a couple of examples, like the tax, the income tax versus the payroll tax.
That's right. So the second big difference between the Obama and McCain plans is who they would cut taxes for. There's this group called the Tax Policy Center that has analyzed their plans. And McCain, the overwhelming portion of income taxes are paid by high-income people. They make the overwhelming, or they make a disproportionate share of income, and they pay higher tax rates. So if you're going to really cut income taxes, you almost have to do it on high-income people. McCain would cut income taxes much, much more on high-income people than Obama. Obama would actually cut taxes more for people making less than about $120,000. That's about the cutoff. For people making $120,000 and below, Obama would cut taxes on average by $900, and McCain would cut taxes on average by $200. The only really way to do that is to go to things beyond just the income tax. And so Obama cuts the payroll tax, which pays for Social Security and Medicare. And that's the critique that Republicans make of it. They say, look, you're cutting a tax that in the end goes into the Social Security Medicare system that comes out and benefits these people. And so what you're really doing is unfair to high-income people because you're asking them to pay even more of the share of payroll taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is a system that we all get something out of.
We're going to bring Ben Calhoun into this conversation. He covers Obama in Chicago for Chicago Public Radio. Ben?
David, you know, I'm just wondering, the kind of nuance that you're documenting here is something that doesn't always play well in the presidential political arena. How do you see him crafting this into a strategy that works for him in that arena?
Yeah, so I think friendliness that he has. I think you can basically assume he will in no way try to get at the subtleties of that during the campaign. It is tricky. I think you can expect him to say some generally positive things about market economies most of the time, not always. I think you can expect him to maybe even say some positive things about Ronald Reagan. I mean, there is a very positive quote about Ronald Reagan's economic outlook in Audacity of Hope, his second book. Obama has a lot of issues with Reagan. It's not like he's a Reaganite, but there are aspects of Reaganism that he finds appealing. And so you could see why there would be political gain in him making some sort of nod toward Reagan.
To Reagan. He certainly has several times. David Leonhardt, we're going to thank you for that preview.
Thanks for having me.
David Leonhardt from our partner, The New York Times, has been talking to Barack Obama. And that was a preview of his New York Times Magazine cover story that's coming this weekend. It's called How Obama Reconciles Dueling View on the Economy. And also with us, just want to remind you, is Ben Calhoun. He reports for Chicago Public Radio.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.